Dear people who keep company with God, the Lord is riding forth for the cause of truth, humility, and righteousness. Psalm 45, 3-4. These three are virtues of the Lord Himself, working in agreement with each other, and are necessary for us to experience His glory and power in a sustained way. Truth is one of the most desired virtues we can possess, Psalm 51:6. But humility is the most difficult virtue to consistently walk in. Years ago, I had a vision concerning the calling, mission, and destiny upon my life. I saw the Lord sitting upon a white horse, looking down into the valley of mankind. I saw a soldier approach him. He too was on a horse. The soldier was in full armor, awesome in appearance, very fierce, battle-tested, and the Lord had confidence in him. I saw the Lord point to the valley of mankind and speak to the soldier, "Take my colors into the heart of the enemy's camp." At that moment, I heard the soldier's thoughts. In his mind, he was saying, "I can't do this." Although he appeared armed and ready, he was very insecure in his heart. It was at that moment that I realized I was that soldier. The Lord's callings are without repentance, but looking back, I am thankful that the vision was not for that time. I would have utterly failed. I now understand the vision was the beginning of the revelation of the Father's heart of love. It was right after the vision that my heart began to be healed and transformed. The Father began to settle the issues of self, such as identity, image, security, and worth, which freed me to know and walk in His love and start believing Him. The Bible tells us, God sees the end from the beginning. Romans 4:17. That He gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. We see this all over the Bible. Before Abraham had any children, He called him a father of many nations, Genesis 17:5. Gideon was also consumed by insecurity, and He called him a mighty man of valor, Judges 6:12. Peter was as unstable as water, and the Lord called him a rock, Matthew 16:18. That is the way God does it, and that is why humility is so important. True humility is agreeing with the truth regardless of whether the truth hurts or lifts the soul to new heights. There is a false humility, which is really the backside of the coin of pride. It is agreeing with the world, flesh, or the devil, which means you are disagreeing with God. It says something like, "Why would God use me?" Or like me in the vision thinking, "I can't do this," even though the Lord Himself was telling me to do it. We will lose who we are when we underestimate who God says we are. On the other side of the coin, pride will cause us to always think more highly of ourselves than we should. Either way, the enemy wins. The answer is humility, agreeing with the Lord and allowing Him to heal, deliver, and transform us into who and what He says we are. Many blessings, Byron Whicker.